And welcome to the Gorghouls.
Hello, hello.
I'm Sam.
I'm Caitlin.
And
it's Christmas in July.
Yeah. there was a new movie on Amazon Prime that we want to talk about, and we want to talk about a couple of other like Christmas horror movies.
Our staples.
Since Hallmark Channel is allowed to have Christmas in July and show ridiculous. All their movies, we're also allowed to do so.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been gone for a while, again.
Yep.
but between Caitlin's back injury and I had a procedure on my neck, it just has been...
We're messes.
Yeah.
So we get to do this whenever we want. Yeah. Deal with it.
but yeah, so the movie, I had seen it on, free on Amazon Prime, like a month ago? And I texted...
Yeah, it showed up actually a while ago.
Yeah, I texted to see if I could watch Christmas horror movies in June or if that would be breaking my own rules.
Right now, 2020, no rules.
Right.
Like, honestly.
Well, I figured if I waited till July, it was at least, like, the Christmas in July thing. But it's called Better Watch Out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I don't know what I expected, but it was really enjoyable.
Yeah, it's I saw it, actually I saw it like a couple years ago through totally legal ways, and it was kind of like the 47 meters down thing where it just kind of showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was at some festival, so someone totally legally put it up on the internet, and I watched it a while ago, and I was actually like, this is super fun. Like, why isn't this more places?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, like, there was some shit in theaters, and I was like, of course, that stuff can make it to theaters, but this is actually really fun and doesn't make it to theaters.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating, but I get it.
Well, and it was really, like, the quality of it, it doesn't have that, like, it's weird, because, like, the video quality of B-movies, you can always tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't have super crisp. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's different levels. You've got the ones that, like, I won't even watch because it was filmed on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm not watching that.
I don't like that.
I just, it's not enjoyable, and, like, I need at least one step up. I need, like, a video camera of some sort.
Yeah.
But this actually has, like, really good filming quality, and then What's-Her-Face has been in quite a few things, but mostly, like, those teen, like, The Space Between Us and the Bubble Beside Me and mm-hmm. the Divergent and like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. She was in a bunch of that stuff, but I think she has a good like home in horror.
Yeah. I thought that she was honestly, like, I think that all of the people in the movie, except for Dacre Montgomery's character, which he's only in it for about 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah, so way before he was even anybody.
Other than him, everybody was really good.
Yeah, yeah,
even
they were
like
super.
The kids,
yeah, like, I didn't think they were annoying at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it like slowly progressed into this like weird like I see where you're going now
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, and like, I guess it's kind of a twist though. Like they don't hide anything in the sense of like when you're getting that climax of the movie and you're like, wait, this is the guy they're hiding from. Like,
yeah.
Something seems off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can feel that offness, but then the twist to it is like,
yeah,
okay.
Well,
okay.
And it was funny because I pretty much called it from the get-go.
Yeah, but that's Sam Stradamus. Like, that's not.
Well, it was because they made such a big deal when he's talking with his friend about how horror movies release dopamine.
Yeah, he
like
was
that.
Talking about something like that.
How they release, like, the sexy hormone or whatever. So, when...
He was,
shit
like, setting
started.
It up for it.
Yeah,
yeah,
when shit started, I was like, oh, maybe it's the kids dealing, like, doing it.
Gotcha.
And then when there was, like, when it was only, like, half an hour, 40 minutes in, and there's still, like, an hour to go, I was like, oh, so I was trying to figure out, so is it she finds out that it's the kid that's doing all the stuff that's happening, and then somebody is actually in the house or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when he pistol whips her,
yeah,
it's like, oh, okay, so we're gonna go this way.
And he's a little creep. Like, he's just super creepy. He's creepy from the very beginning. Like, his friend's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And like, I think the only thing that I wasn't like a huge fan of was kind of like the Home Alone like stuff.
Yeah.
Just, like, that random stuff where you were, like, why don't we just keep this on the track of, mm-hmm. like, him trying to, like, create this she's gonna run into my arms situation.
Yeah.
Like, let's just stay on track with that. And, like, I don't know. Like, but I think, unfortunately, like, a lot of those, like, house trap things, you just go straight. If it's in a house, you go straight to Home Alone.
One, I think it's, there's it's from a few years ago, but there's a YouTube channel. I don't know. I've only ever seen their Home Alone videos, but it's a YouTube channel where they, any type of, like, injury in a horror movie, I'm sorry, not a horror movie, in any kind of movie.
Any kind of movie, yeah.
Like Home Alone, they did
Home Alone. Like a Mythbusters for Home Alone.
What it is they add the blood. Okay. So when he, you know, like in Better Watch Out, that he smacks the guy in the face with the paint can.
Still super fun. I just was like, I like Home Alone stuff.
Like Kevin does in Home Alone. Yeah. Like they add what the blood would be for a head injury or for burns.
Gotcha.
You know, that
kind of stuff.
So it's like really graphic. Funny. Yeah. That's like funny. The funniest one is they do one and two Home Alone. And they, when he throws the bricks off the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They show like how much blood
would actually come out.
Yeah. Every time. And like Marv's just laying there on the ground with like a blood like pool around him, and then he gets up, you know.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Yeah. It's so true though. Like,
so that's been, I think that's a few years old now. I want to say I watched it maybe 3 years ago.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, so, and it's funny because like I know that as a kid we all kind of wondered what Home Alone, like how that would work.
I guess it'd be like you just constantly said he'd be dead.
Yeah,
but like it was a Looney Tunes, real life Looney Tunes, so it was like whatever, like it's whatever, but like there's no rewatchability as an adult because you're like dead, paralyzed, dead.
Yeah,
like it's just, it's nostalgic, but at the same time, you're like, I cannot believe I fell for this.
Yeah.
Like, just as a kid, I was like, yep.
Like, but I liked, not, honestly, it's funny, because, like, there are very, very, very few deaths in horror movies that get to me, and the paint can got to me.
Yeah, it did. The first time I watched it, too, was like, oh, my God, and then it was like, oh, I don't like that.
Well, because, just, like, you think about how, if he didn't die, it's funny, because, like, we watch Home Alone every year, but, like, I don't think about it in that terms.
Yeah.
But, like, when you watch it actually kills, I mean, obviously, it's a movie.
But no, like, but, like,
when you see it kill someone, you think to yourself, okay, how long was he alive?
Did feeling
it,
that.
You know what I mean? Like, did it, was it from trauma and he died instantly because it hit the right part of his brain?
We watch way too many true crime stuff.
But you know what
like,
I mean?
Like, yeah. It's weird because like watching the stuff that we used to watch as teenagers where I just never thought of it. It was just like stab, gore, love it, all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Rewatching it now was like, how long did they suffer?
Yeah.
How long did my brain waves just keep going until that chainsaw like actually like finished? Like we watched Terrifier. I had Brad watch Terrifier the other day, which was probably a horrible idea. But, like, he hangs a girl upside down, and he saws her in half.
Yeah.
And, like, she's, like, basically alive the entire time until it gets to, like, her chin.
Yeah.
But, like, it's all I could think. Like, I love that movie, but it's all I could think about where I was, like, when do you just, like, you're out?
Like, well, I think that your like, body would.
It would just shut down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it would go into shock. Probably then, around your stomach.
You'd have to.
But it doesn't get to any vital organs that will actually kill you. Or, so you either have to, in that case, you either have to bleed out.
Yeah.
And, or you, it has to get to an organ that it like, because I think, obviously, the stomach and other stuff like that, like.
Well, he starts from her hoo-ha down.
Yeah, like, it has to get to a vital organ that, like, your heart, once your heart starts pumping, it's only a few seconds to minutes that your brain shuts down and is deprived of oxygen enough that you die. So it would have to either get to your heart or you would have to bleed out before that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so, like, it's crazy. It's so crazy to see that stuff now. And, like, I still enjoy it, but I'm just, like, that's the kind of shit I'm thinking about. Is, like, for honestly, like, where I think I would just, like, and be done, like, from shock or whatever. But then also that whole, like, my God, like, are they alive? Like, what are they thinking about? Like, that kind of thing. It is a really good movie. It's a really fun movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes. There's a lot of whatever. But it is, honestly, like, one of the movies in the past couple years that I've been able to, like, sit down. And I really wasn't on my phone or anything.
Yeah.
Which, like, thinking, but. Well, yeah. But, like, I feel like that's kind of that standard now, is like, mm-hmm. how much am I distracted? Like, I need a distraction from the distraction I'm already watching. Like, mm-hmm. and it sucks to like have that now, but like, I honestly can't just sit down with nothing in hand and watch a movie unless it really grabs my attention.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun enough that it really did do that.
Yeah. Well, and like, it's funny because like, we've all had the friend and been the friend that is the bad influence.
Yeah.
And like, it's clear that Lucas is creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
And that this is not something, honestly, it was kind of like he was wanting her to find them out.
Yeah.
Because then he could do what he actually wanted to do, which was basically fucking torture this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not basically, like literally torture her, you know.
But he's a shit friend too, because he killed the hamster. You know, the kid thought the hamster ran away or something, and it was like, no, your friend actually killed this hamster.
Well, and like it's funny because like, it's almost like she's not even surprised that he's doing it because of stuff like him killing his friend's hamster.
Yeah, well, and he's so fucking creepy in the beginning. Ooh. You can see that she's kind of like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
This actually makes sense. Maybe not the murdering, like I kind of wasn't seeing my night go this way.
Yeah.
But like, legit, nothing else about you shocks me right now. Yeah. Because you are a fucking creep.
Well, and it's funny because it got me thinking too about how the fact that when a man, she's 17, so not fully a man, an adult.
Yeah.
But it's like when you hear of like an older guy going after a younger girl or letting it happen.
Yeah.
It's like immediate, like pedophile, he's disgusting, blah, blah, blah. But then when you talk about like the women teachers who have been arrested for going with their students.
Yeah.
And it's funny to me because like, it's very rarely, I don't want to say that big of a deal because I think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But like
no one makes it a big deal.
Exactly. She gets arrested and stuff. But then when you hear about like, you know, that the kids that he's the boy's friends with are like, holy shit, you're having, you know, you're going with the teacher. Like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, and it's such like a double standard.
But guys that are the same age as these older men that have like 16-year-old girlfriends, yeah, they're 24. The friends around them are like, she's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, they see it as wrong. Mm-hmm. And like, that's where you see this. It's just, it's so strange. Mm-hmm. Like, that there's two totally different worlds depending on male and female.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciated the fact that there wasn't even like, cause she's 17 and he's 12, almost 13. So there's a, you know, and it's funny cause like, obviously we know that a 20-year-old dating a 24-year-old, not a big deal.
Yeah.
But a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old, that's not okay. And like, I really appreciated that from the very jump, she was like shutting it down.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's room in a horror movie, or really any movie, but like a horror movie especially, I feel like has a little bit more flexible boundaries, you know, than most movies, because they're already dealing with,
they want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So I really appreciated that they didn't, like, I don't know, I guess I was expecting, because of other movies I've seen, for them to, like, well, here, I'll give you a little peck on the lip.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's just a kid.
Exactly.
Like, it's a crush, like, that kind of thing. And it's, like, it's dangerous at all levels.
Exactly. Well, and the fact is, like, in our society, not to get all, like, philosophical, but in our society, if she had given him, like, even a kiss on the cheek or whatever, not that it's not permission for him to keep having a crush on her.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, oh, it's innocent, she just kissed him on the cheek, that's fine, like, that's, but then,
oh, it's his first love.
That perpetuates the fact that he's gonna grow up thinking that if he bothers girls enough,
they're gonna
eventually give in.
We went to school
in
with guys like that.
Exactly.
That got kissed by their babysitters, basically.
Yeah,
like,
so, like, they'll eventually get to the point where it's like, well, she said no the first 10 times,
but
maybe next time she'll give me a kiss on the cheek.
Like you said about the double standards, it's super creepy if in that situation it's a 12-year-old girl and a 17-year-old guy, him kissing her on the cheek.
Yeah.
Where you look at it and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, dude. Not a brother, not a dad. So, and that's it. That's like end of story right there.
Yeah.
Like, don't, even though she crushes on you, it's not a, it's just not, it's just, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it's feels more comfortable to watch a girl do that.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's not, it shouldn't be. And it's weird how we've been trained that way.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Well, and like I said, I feel like, because he was so ready with, like, the hanging the guy from the tree.
Yeah.
Using the lawnmower and stuff like that. And getting him to write a note to her with, as, like, a suicide note.
Yeah.
And, like, him texting Ricky and, like, him coming over and that kind of stuff. Like, it was almost, it was very clear to me that he, from the get-go, was like, well, if she rejects my advances, even after this whole big plan, we're just gonna I'm just gonna kill her.
Yeah, I'm
like,
done with this.
You know, she's moving in 2 days, so it's no big deal if she's just dead instead.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the movie, and the kid who plays Luke is good for him, because he, I was like, oh my god, this little shit needs to fucking go.
He just he fits in that role really well. Again, it's kind of like that face.
Mm-hmm.
He just has that face.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, I hate this kid.
Yeah.
Like, I hate everything about him. Yeah, he's, like, way older now. Oh, his friend got, like, way more handsome, which is weird.
He's in
The Visit. He's a little brother in The Visit.
And
that's funny.
And he's in Alexander in the Very Good, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Oh, that weird titled one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
That's funny.
Well, I don't know. Like, I guess, even him doing, like, the fingerprints on the weapons.
The girl is the sister in The Visit. So,
oh, really?
That's so weird.
Like, it's funny. Like, not funny, but, like, the fact that he goes around and does the fingerprints and all that kind of stuff. Obviously,
yeah.
Like I said.
Well, and the pencil thing and all that. It's just kind of, like.
And it's just.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But that, like, as far, it's hard. Like, Christmas movies. It's weird because it feels like it's one of those things where they're like, oh, any, like, horror fans will just watch whatever Christmas movie comes out, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, there's a lot of Christmas horror movies, but, like, is the quality there? And, I mean, are they actually taking it? There's plenty of stupid fun ones. Like, you can literally watch, like, any of the Silent Night, Deadly Nights.
Yeah.
Santa's Sleigh is, like, one of the dumbest things ever. Like, if you want stupid, fun Christmas, there's so many of them out there.
Yeah.
But I also like for it to be, like, I want to see appreciative Christmas horror movies like Krampus.
Yeah.
You know, where it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's around Christmas,
mm-hmm.
but it has, like, a horror soul to it. They seriously want to incorporate horror into it instead of it just being like, look, this guy in a Santa costume is killing people.
Yeah. Well, and, like, with Krampus, like, it sounds weird, but the whole, like, obviously not the Krampus part, but, like, the whole, like, trapped in the house, let me make this more specific. So the whole trapped in the house before they lose power all together, like, feeling,
yeah,
like, that for me is the epitome of Christmas.
Yeah.
So it is a very, even though it's a terrifying movie in the sense of, like, Krampus and the elves and all that kind of stuff, like, it also does have that Christmas magic feeling.
Yeah.
So it's that nice, like, it's always, other than Muppet's Christmas Carol, that's always my first Christmas movie that I watch every year. Because it is, it's like that nice family feeling. And
well,
but without it being sugar-coated, where it's still like, you can
this
have
sucks.
A good, yeah, you can have a good time with your family, but yeah, your aunt annoys you, and your brother is an asshole.
Yeah, and you've
you
got
know.
Like the super political cousin, and you're like, Jesus Christ. And, like, it is kind of that, like, everything that the family knows but nobody talks about, like, the sisters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just, it's little things like that. And, like, I think he really hit the nail on the head with, like, just the aura that's around Christmas.
Yeah.
Where you're, like, obviously there's a lot of families that do, like, spend time with each other. But there are those families that are, like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, you had to bring her.
Yeah.
You had to bring her.
One,
it's like, it's Christmas.
One of the things
you
that
know.
Obviously I identify a lot with is when she's making the creme brulee.
Yes.
And she's made this amazing meal that everybody's, like, bitching about.
I always think about you. When
well, like, she made this amazing meal. Yes, it's a little different from what they're expecting, but, like, she's...
But she doesn't do it all the time. It's for Christmas.
Well, like, she's letting you stay in her house with your kids and everything like that. You brought your dog. You brought her aunt, like, her shitty aunt. Like, she's making you this amazing dinner, and then you bitch about the dinner and then say, like, oh, you're making creme brulee? What the fuck is that? Like, why didn't you make cookies or some bullshit, you know?
Oh, no. Well, I always think of you when, fucking Adam, whatever, he comes in, he's like, oh, mom, don't work too hard.
Ugh.
Don't work too hard. So-and-so bought cookies.
Yeah.
And she is the most amazing woman in the entire world. This grandmother is like, she barely speaks any English. And like, she just like looks at him in that, like, I'm not a baker, but in the most hateful baker face I've ever seen in my life. Like, she has these German amazing cookies just like everywhere. She spent hours. They're all decorated and loved and everything like that. Oh, don't work too hard. Sally bought cookies.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah. Like, it's funny. When my nan was alive, for every holiday or birthday, because when I first started baking, it was obviously box mixes and that and then I started to get more and more into where I was making it myself, and then I went to school to be it. But my dad's, one of his favorite desserts is Dutch apple pie with the crumbly stuff on top. I think I made it for Thanksgiving.
I think you did too.
That and a pumpkin pie.
I can text dad, he'll know instantly
right
it was.
That was his favorite dessert. So he used to buy the ones from Publix in the bakery.
Yeah.
So I remember it wouldn't matter, because my nan was like obsessed with making my dad like feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that she thought he was for what he did. I don't know. But
yeah.
So it was, she always wanted to make my dad happy
because
he had done so much for her and all that kind of stuff. So when I started baking, I would bring like homemade cookies or brownies or cakes or cupcakes or whatever it might be. And like dad's would be like, dad's favorite other than the pie is vanilla cake. So it would always be like vanilla cake for dad, or it would be chocolate chip cookies, or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And I would spend hours, because it take, you know, depending on the dessert, it takes hours because you have to bake it, decorate it, frost it, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And she would always pick up a Publix Dutch apple pie.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? Like, I would get so annoyed, and I feel bad now, but like, it got to the point where I was making these amazing desserts, and not to toot my own horn, but like, I would.
They are amazing.
Like, I'm not a great decorator, but baking, I can make it taste good. But like, I would make like a pavlova.
Yes.
That takes hours, and it's really expensive to make, and it's
frail.
Yeah.
So like, you mess up, it's done.
Yeah.
Like,
and she would bring this fucking store-bought pie. And it's funny because now that I'm older, I can obviously think to myself, like, well,
it was
something she did before I started baking.
It was her love language.
Exactly.
Like, just her personal love language.
So that's whenever that scene happens. That's my first thought, is when my nan used to always bring apple pie, even though it would be like these gourmet desserts, because that she knew that my dad liked that pie. And I don't think he had the heart to tell her that no matter how much I like the Publix pie, I would always rather eat Samantha's desserts.
Yeah.
I know she's put her love and her,
exactly.
Like, time and effort into it. So I just thought that was fun. Like, that scene in particular always
it always gets me, because I always just think of you. It's just so funny to me.
Well, and it shows in that even that split second how unappreciative the whole family is,
and they're all unappreciative in different aspects.
Yeah,
like that's the way the mom is unappreciative, is she doesn't recognize that the grandmother has basically taken over this whole dessert thing. So, let her do it.
She's mad later on because they don't like her food and they don't want her creme brulee.
Yeah.
So she's mad about that because she put the time and the effort.
But she did that to the grandma.
Exactly. So but she went out and bought store-bought cookies because that's another thing. You know that with all these hundreds of cookies, she probably started early in the morning.
Yes.
So they left the house knowing that she had made these cookies.
Yeah.
And
yeah. No, I know.
Still bought cookies.
I love that movie because it really is like this kid trying to hold this family together, yeah. like hold some kind of aspect of Christmas together, even fighting with his friends because of them mm-hmm. saying, you know, stupid shit about Santa and this and that. And it's good. It's just good in that way. And then there's two. There's Michael Flannery and then Michael Dougherty. Is it Michael Dougherty that does those?
Dougherty. Yeah. He does
such a good job with just like, that's kind of that whole like, dude, I can relate to this whole family situation. And then like the lights go out and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine. Like, you look outside and you're like, we can't go anywhere. Yeah. Like, it would be like, fuck. But then he brings like, I mean, like literally that Jack in the Box thing is one of the fucking scariest things I've ever mm-hmm. seen in my life.
Well, and having it have like
the broken thing, yeah, and then of what's underneath, just, like,
the
like
giant,
just,
like
yeah,
not like it's because it's not like a snake where it just opens its
yeah.
mouth. It like retracts its fucking teeth.
Yeah, and you're like, well, I know that it's not a Jack in the like. What is it?
Yeah,
because it has like this mask on, basically mm-hmm. like Krampus has like this that weird mask kind yeah. of look to him. So you're like, what is it?
Yeah,
like technically, what is it? Well, that like, thing's fucking scary. He's a genius. Like, this guy's yeah. a genius. I need more. Like,
what
there's
I,
so many holidays
I figured
to cover.
With, like, that, like, the Jack in the Box, the teddy bear, the angel, all
yes.
that stuff, I figured that he had possessed stuff in their house.
Just demonized things. Yeah.
yeah. And then that the elves were the only people that were real
they,
with him.
Well, they brought... He did bring the presents in.
Yeah.
Because they don't know where they came from.
Yeah.
So he did bring them in.
Yeah. So are they always like that? Or are they possessed?
What are they?
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's so fucking creepy. Like, it is. It's so good. But that is, that's my first go-to. Because I do enjoy the stupid ones. Actually, technically, I think our first go-to is Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Which, sorry to disappoint everybody, but we like the shitty one.
Yeah.
Because I know the...
2005?
No, 2001, I think. 2002?
Okay.
I know the original one is, like, actually, like, unprecedented for horror movies and stuff. Like, it really set a standard, and it dealt with a lot of feminist issues. Well. Very well. A lot of, like, women have the right to choose, and, you know, the men didn't really have any say and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was actually good. We enjoy the remake.
Yeah, Black X-Men.
Yeah.
And not the brand new one either. We never even saw that.
I didn't see the brand new one. It's really feministy.
Okay.
Like super feministy.
Yeah, I saw
it's supposed
it
to be like pretty good, but it is like
yeah,
really
from
feministy.
The commercials that I saw, it seemed like they got rid of like the one guy character, like the Billy type character. And made it that it looks, I
no,
could be
it's
wrong,
totally different. It has
like,
nothing to do with the other
yeah,
two.
But like the, it looks like some kind of fraternity is going after the sorority.
Basically like the fraternity is like recruiting men kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like that's, you like touch this goo and then you're like in this fraternity thing. It's like a stone or something.
Yeah.
But it's, and then they're going after the women. Like, that's the fraternity's thing, is, like, sacrificing these women or something. And, like,
oh,
so
perfect.
It's a woman power thing coming back at them. And, like, the men decide, like, the men not going to the fraternity, like, the fraternity, the men are taking sides with the women
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Like, that's kind of the whole aspect. Honestly, the trailer gives away, like, literally everything. Because
okay.
What that Carrie Elwig, the
oh,
guy
yeah.
from Saw,
Elwes, yeah.
he, like, literally, like, he is, like, the dean.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you're like, cool. Like, where's the...
Yeah.
Like, they should have hid the fraternity. Like, that
yeah.
should have been in there at all.
I want to watch it. Like, it was funny because, like, I wanted to watch Better Watch Out, and I was willing to not wait till Christmas. But for that, I wanted to wait till
yeah.
Christmas to watch it. But on Thanksgiving, we always, after everybody leaves except for Caitlin, we always watch Black Xmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... I don't know why I love it so much.
I don't either. It's trash. It's
like,
total
it's
trash.
It's so bad.
It's like, so bad, but it just like hits this perfect, like, it's that extra piece of pie that you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And like, you regret it, like, instantly afterwards. You're just like, why do I always do that to myself? I never watch it any other time of the year.
No.
But like, I get really excited that we're
yeah.
gonna watch it.
Well, because I don't know, it's weird. And like, it's funny because, like, you're yelling at the screen, basically, because it's, like,
Don't do not, that. This is stupid. Well, that would like, never.
You're not going to be able to see through a push pin hole.
I know. Like, but like perfectly.
Yeah.
They see like the entire room 360. The shower part where
with the
it's
tile.
Like the tile is by the door, but when he looks up through it, like he's seeing all of her in the shower.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you?
Well, and like, it's also because obviously Agnes ends up have been living in the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's been watching them too, because it's her watching them in the beginning.
Yeah.
So like, why does the person who, when she pushes out the pushpin,
yeah,
look through the hole, does that person keep replacing the pushpin so she has to push it out every time?
Yeah.
Or is this the first time she's decided to push
to
out the
try
pushpin?
The pushpin, yeah, approach?
Same with the tile.
Yeah, like,
it's got a hole cut under it so you can see out of it all the time. But so does she crawl underneath it, look through the hole, and then go back and replace the tile and go in the bathroom?
Or every time a girl walks in and goes, oh,
the tile,
and puts it back.
And nobody, not one person has been like, well, let's just cement this down.
Yeah, where does this hole go?
Yeah.
Like, there's not a wood floor or cement underneath this.
Well, I'm like, why is Eve obsessed with Billy?
Yeah.
Like, they never explain that.
I know.
Even though she's obsessed with Billy, Agnes doesn't come to her and say, like, I live here, I'm his sister. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's so many holes.
Well, and, like, it's crazy to me that they're like, oh, it's kind of like a spooky story. But you're like, no, this is, like, factual what used to happen in the house. And, like, the biggest thing that's always bothered me that I know that we, like, legit the first thing we always complain about is, like, so this trailer trash whore.
Yeah.
Owns this amazing, like, 30-bedroom house.
Yeah. Well, and the fact
like,
is,
it's fucking gorgeous.
Know that,
and they don't say that there's an extension. Like, no, they added these rooms. They did this.
No,
because
they show
attic
and everything.
Yeah. You're like, so this bitch can afford this house.
Yeah. Like, well, and like after, I don't think she works. I don't know. That sounds bad, but like, it doesn't.
No,
seem like
she looks
works,
like she works pretty hard.
But like, so she can afford this house. So, and then when she kills her first husband, Billy's dad, she hides his body, so it's not even, like, she didn't collect insurance on his body.
Yeah.
She didn't make it look like he had fallen down the stairs or something
like
that.
No, like, where does her income come from?
Exactly. And then she marries the second guy, but after a few years.
Yeah.
So where is she getting this fucking money to upkeep this beautiful house?
I don't know. Well, like, it's not, that's the thing, is, like, it looks like garbage.
Yeah.
But it is a gorgeous house.
Yeah.
And apparently, I mean, again, it's her dead husband, and, like, these kids that she has, technically, too, at some point. Like, so you're telling me four people have, like, literally a 15-bedroom house.
Well, and then,
because now all these girls can live in there, and there's, like, 9-10 girls.
Well, they each have their own bedroom.
That's and, like, a bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's,
like, a legit,
good size.
Not, like, a dorm bedroom. Like, it's,
no,
like,
no, no.
It's, like, a regular house
no.
bedroom.
No, because, like, the house that next door to me, the bedroom, like, it has three bedrooms, but, like, I wouldn't say that two of them really even qualify.
Yeah.
Like, they're perfect for, like, kids
mm-hmm.
or, like, a good, like, size closet.
Yeah.
If two people live there. But, like, these women have master bedrooms.
Yeah.
Every single one of them have a master bedroom. There's a fucking fireplace. There's, like, a whole downstairs. Like, it's not about them.
No.
Where did this bitch get this house?
Well, it's not
like,
to mention,
and how?
Like, that's another thing I don't understand. So, you meet this guy. Like, this guy and her start dating, the mom.
This movie literally covers
everything. So she's dating this new guy who knows that she keeps her son
locked
in
up.
The attic.
Yeah.
So how do you find, it's like those people who want to marry serial killers. Like, how do you find the people
who
are okay, exactly.
Yeah.
Who are okay with you doing that. Like, Carla Homolka and Paul Bernardo, like, they find each other, and he just happens to be a rapist.
You
and she
like
helps
that?
Him. Exactly.
I like that.
When you
like,
have that conversation that we're both okay with these things so we can both continue to do them together instead of separately.
Well, and that's what's so weird is, like, how do you have conversations with that people? Like, it's like Ted Bundy being like, well, my ex-girlfriend, and you being like, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you don't have to worry about her. No, I know.
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird to me. Like, how do you ever talk about just, like, your history, your past, and, like, really build a relationship with someone when you're like, my ex-girlfriend, but you don't have to worry about her.
Yeah.
And you're just like, because you killed her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you're funny.
Well, like not to
marry me.
Keep talking about Carla Homolka and Paul Bernardo, but like,
who doesn't want to talk about them?
She allowed him to kill her sister.
Yeah.
And it's like,
what kind of level of convincing does that happen?
Well, like, that's like, there's a, I don't,
like, I knew you were perfect because I've said before, I wish my sister was dead.
Yeah.
And now you're here, like a knight in shining armor.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't get it.
It is. It's so strange. It's so strange to me, especially the killer couples thing. Because to me, the killer couples thing is, like, they met each other as children.
Yeah.
And both of them were psychopaths and just stuck together. But, like, legit, these are people that are like, well, he was married once and then they divorced.
Yeah.
And she has, like, two kids. And then they met at a bar. And you're like,
yeah.
How? Because they both got a creepy fucking feeling about each other? Like, I don't really
understand. Well, like, the fact that how does that come up? I feel like it's like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith type situation where they're both assassins and they don't know. And the only way they find out is because they're each other's next target. And it's like,
spoiler alert. Just kidding.
Exactly. Like 20 years. But like, so, but like, how does that come up? Like, does he come home with blood all over his clothes? And she's like, oh my God, what happened? He's like, oh, it's not my blood. And then it's like, he tests the waters to be like, I killed someone tonight.
And she's like, that is so hot.
Exactly. Like, how does that
I don't
happen?
Know. I don't know. It's literally just like E felony.
Well, I was like,
it's like so weird.
Like at that point, how do you trust? I guess with killer couples, the men or the woman, depending on who like starts it, the murdering, I guess. Like, I guess at that point, you rope the person in, so that way, if you go down, they're gonna go down with you. But then it's like, also, like, if you love this person, why the fuck would you want them to be involved? Because then if you go down, they go down.
I think it's more of, like, that natural born killers kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, where Woody Harrelson just found a super weak-minded woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's like just, she, into, like, yeah, just mentally, it was like, I can be your savior and everything you want, but also don't fucking leave.
Yeah.
And, like, she doesn't really realize that that isn't a form of love.
Yeah.
Like, that is not love. Like, threatening you.
No.
In, like, a loving way, because you want to keep them safe. I'm going to keep you safe, but, like, also, I will be the one that fucking murders you if you leave.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that, it can probably definitely go, like, both ways between, like, men and women, but, like, I think it's just finding, like, that extremely weak-minded person, but, like, she's along for the ride most of the time. Like, those kind of couples, like, both of them are doing heinous things.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, at some point, like, you're not that weak-minded. Like, you're joining in. You're not just, like, on the sidelines being like, he keeps me safe.
Yeah, you're not an accessory.
Yeah.
You're actually doing the crime as well.
Well, and she's, like, back to Black Christmas. It's, they, like, put, for such a, like, stupid, just, like, time filler killer Christmas movie, they put a lot of heat on this mother, like hard stuff. So like her husband gets whiskey dick. So she fucks the kid.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it like, it goes to that place where you're like, I'm sorry. I thought I was watching just like a glossy teen movie. Like I thought this was gonna be like prom night.
Yeah.
Like, and I know it's so stupid. It's fun. So like, but then this gets like that really weird, like, okay, so she, like, fucks her son, and then we get fucking, what's her face?
Yeah.
And, like, goodness. Whiskey Dick doesn't know anything about, like, it's just.
Yeah, well, and that's another.
It, like, gets way too in-depth. Like, that is a different movie. That's, like, an art house movie where you're like, this is so tragic.
Yeah.
But it's with, like, trailer trash scum.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm pretty sure the movie's, like, PG-13.
Yeah.
Like, something really stupid, like. It's such a weird, like, mix of shit in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, super weird mix of stuff.
Well, and then Agnes knows that Billy's her dad, because she says later on in the movie, that's my daddy. Like,
God, it's so fucking
And weird. It's like, so, at what point before, I guess he could have told Agnes while he was, like,
2006. Living in the house.
like when he was living in the house, like he could have told Agnes that.
I guess so, right?
Yeah. Well, but then he knows that Agnes is his kid, but then he goes and like cuts her eye out.
Yeah.
But then she's okay with him, even though she's old enough to remember that it was him that did her eye.
Yeah.
She's totally fine with it.
But she's fine.
Also, nobody, once his mother died, nobody checked the house to make sure nobody was living in it. But and Agnes decided she was going to live in the attic for 20 fucking years. There's a lot of holes in this movie.
There's so many holes, but it is so fun. Like, it's so, so fun. It's like, I don't know, for us, for some reason, it just really hits that spot. Because I honestly can't think of, like, a lot of, like, serious Christmas horror movies.
No.
They're usually pretty campy and fun.
Yeah, I don't usually watch, there's not a whole lot of them that I watch. Pretty much the three that we just talked about.
Black Christmas, Krampus, and then I've started to watch A Christmas Horror Story every year.
Oh, where they fight each other, right?
It's William Shatner's in it.
It's Krampus and Santa, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And like there's a whole wraparound story at the end, mm-hmm. but it's actually really dark and the wraparound got me. Like it's kind of a twist. But it was like a whatever movie until like the end kind of like came to light what was actually going on. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah.
So I like that movie a lot and that's really fun. And then I watch the garbage ones throughout the year because like at the end of the day, I love Santa's Sleigh. I don't even care. Like with Goldberg in it.
I've never seen
that. Oh my God, it's fucking, like the beginning has every fucking 90s star. Chris Kattan, Janice is in it from Friends. Yeah. There's quite a few other people, and, like, it's, the entire budget goes to the beginning scene, and then the rest of the movie is just, like, a shit pile. But it's great. Like, it's really, really, it's really fun, especially with Goldberg. And he does just kind of, like, it's always the like, Jack Frost one-liners kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's that, it's along the lines of Jack Frost. It's that kind of fun, punny way.
Yeah.
But, that's the kind of stuff I watch throughout the year. But those three movies are, like, my... this strictly only Christmas.
Yeah.
Like it's my present.
You know what I would like is A Christmas Carol. Cause obviously A Christmas Carol is ghosts. Like I feel like that could be made into, I'm not talking B movie. I want it.
No, like a serious,
but like I want a big budget horror movie based on Christmas Carol. Because I feel like that could be really fucking creepy.
Well, and it really could. It's what the unfortunate problem with that is, like, A Christmas Carol is, like, it's that fun, like, lighthearted, ooh, like, I'm glad you learned a lesson. And, like,
yeah.
There's, like, that creep to it. But, like, I feel like everyone that's tried to do it in, like, a creepy way, it just still ends up goofy.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like... what you would have to do is take some liberties and make it so that even though Scrooge tries to redeem himself, it's too late.
I think A24 or this Aries guy, the guy that does Hereditary and The Witch and stuff, I think he needs to take a stab at it.
Yeah, because like
the like art housey, like super art housey way to do it. It's gonna drive me nuts. I can't remember his name because he does a beautiful job with like these just very like, it's art house, but you don't feel like you're watching a fart sniffy art house movie.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like he could take something like that. He was supposed to do something with Rasputin, which would have been amazing. Like, I feel like he could take something where it's like almost like the Grimm fairy tales and like Disney made it all fun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could take something like that, which is kind of like, oh, it's a learning lesson story, but then make it where you're like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, holy shit.
Well, like, realistically, like, Scrooge has been horrific to all these people his whole life, or maybe not his whole life, but as long as he's known all them.
Ari Aster.
And then it's like, okay, so we're all just going to forgive him in the space of a song? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, the Muppets, I get it, they forgive, but... I think that it would be cool to see, like, him trying, and then people are just rebuffing his advances, because it's like, nope, too fucking late, you know? But that's, Merry Christmas in July, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, literally, Halloween is the next holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stoked.
Me too.
Like, super, super stoked.
Well, in spirit, I'd seen that somebody, they I guess it was like a person on, like a YouTuber, had started a rumor and sent out a fake notice of them being closed.
Yeah, that they weren't going to open this
year.
Yeah,
so yeah. They had to like not only say that they're definitely opening, but be like, please don't listen to anybody but us.
It's like, I'm so sick of internet stuff right now. Like everything you see, you have to be like, now I have to go research this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
And like, it just makes you feel bad. There's a clothing company for like what I do,
mm-hmm.
that there's someone mimicking them sponsoring ads on Facebook.
What?
They're like 70% off. And like, they've come forward and they're like, does it sound too good to be true? Because it is.
Yeah.
That's not affiliated with us. But they're allowed to sponsor. And when you like report them is like false.
Yeah.
Facebook's like, we don't see a problem with this. Because it is technically a real company, but that's not them. They're like, that's not us. Don't buy from them.
Well, and then you get the scam artists are everywhere. Because they get something that's, you know,
it's shit.
Shitty quality and
it's
stuff like that. And they think it's from the brand. It's like, no.
Yeah.
And we're not, and the brand isn't going to help you because the brand's going to be like, you didn't
buy
it.
That's not ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry that happened to you. And like, now we know, so we can go after them, but like, we can't help you.
Yeah.
And like, it sucks. But that, I mean, God, like, leave Spirit alone. They're literally like, I'm surprised they're still surviving.
Yeah.
Like, let them open whatever fucking store they want to open, especially now that there's probably a ton of businesses that aren't surviving.
Right.
We should have tons of spirits everywhere.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, people need stuff to look forward to. And when you do stuff like that, and obviously nobody's going to, like, be so depressed because Spirit's not open.
No, I get that.
But at the same time, like, those little things, like waiting for Spirit to open and Halloween and even Christmas and all that kind of stuff coming up, like, even if it's not gonna be the same, it's still going to be something. And a different thing from every day being shit lately. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and like, I know Spirit is probably going to change in the sense of, like, you can't try on costumes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't. Like, we go in there and we browse and we walk around and stuff and we buy, like, little things.
Decorations.
Yeah. So, obviously, like, we won't be, like, touching a ton of stuff. We don't really ever try anything on. But, like, damn. Like, give them a chance.
Yeah.
If it comes to September and they open and, like, everything can be open, like, let them do that. Because, like, that kind of stuff hurts these businesses. And they hurt the people that actually do have seasonal jobs with them.
Yeah.
Seeing a notice like that and being like,
great. I bet that this year they're going to get a ton of higher, like a ton of applications and stuff, probably more than.
You know, past. Like, I'm guessing, you know, if this stuff is still going on, seasonal stuff is going to be high demand.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, what the fuck ever. Mm-hmm. It'll be a goddamn elf at a mall. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I need a job.
Yeah.
So it's. I that sucks because I did see that and I think I actually sent it to you guys and then like a few days later saw where they were like, that's not us.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it. Like, I'm so fucking sick of seeing like all this false shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to research literally everything.
No.
Like, it's frustrating. It's super frustrating. But July 4th is over. Halloween is the closest it can be at this moment.
Yes. but we'll see you for the next episode.
Yep.
And we'll stay safe, wash your hands, and
don't be an asshole.
Yep.
Bye.